When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Bank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation, as always, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank is me, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. So, All-Star break is in the rearview mirror. We broke it all down, all of the carry-on of the All-Star weekend and All-Star break with Lynn in the last episode. So today, we're back with the regular sort of post-game episode. The Pelicans came out, began their road trip against the top of the table Phoenix Suns and gave them a hiding. No Chris Paul for them. He broke his hand and decided not to sit out the All-Star break, even though he knew he was injured and obviously then wouldn't let there'd be a spot for our own all-star Brandon Ingram to come in. But anyway, not going to be a salty dog about that. We got revenge, giving the Suns a touch-up, 117-102. A good 15-point win. Every time the Suns started to get up and about, our two all-stars, CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram, came in and gave them the business. Another huge game as well from Jonas Valanciunas. Can't discount his effort. But yeah, 60 points combined from CJ and BI. We'll have a chat about that coming up, as well as break down the quarter by quarter, the team stats, and then all the post-game stuff as well. There's a fair bit that came out of it, and we'll break all that down too. So, without further ado, let's get into it. We fired up after a long, long break. It felt like it had been such a long time since we'd seen Pelicans basketball, and I think the fans were getting delirious. You know, we were fighting off national media at every turn, Kendrick Perkins being actively called out and pretty much torched in a Pelicans Spaces hosted by Chris Connor. That was a very impressive thing to be able to get Big Perk on there. Credit to him to come in, but unfortunately, he was not having a bar of any of the facts he was presented with and got his behind handed to him, which, you know, he didn't like, but again, didn't acknowledge either, so I suppose it's a stalemate. Now, the tough thing about all of that carry-on is that it really distracted from what the guys were doing on the court, and because we weren't looking at it, you know, we really, it was a bit of a distraction. You know, we're in Mardi Gras week, everyone's up and about, but unfortunately, we sort of detracted from the good things we were doing. The guys got back to training on Wednesday, back into it all, and you know, that paid off. The little holiday, everyone going and, you know, Billy Hernan Gomez was sitting there with one of the best tans I've ever seen. Everyone looked like they're having a great time on the Instagram, off on their holidays. And, you know, we come back out and look refreshed, look revitalized. Everyone was up and about. Start this really tough road trip of the West Coast and started off with a bang. And I love to see that. It was fantastic. Right from the start, Brandon Ingram started getting himself going. And we didn't look back from there. It was a bit of a rort for most of it. We only lost one quarter for the whole game, which was the second quarter. And, you know, when we start slow, we didn't do it in this game. And, you know, third quarter, we didn't either. And it was probably the best third quarter we've done all year. Really impressive from the guys. So if we go quarter by quarter, as we like to start with, first quarter, 31-22, a good lead, came out hitting threes. Everyone was working together, lots of ball movement. Brandon Ingram was getting it, whatever he wanted. CJ McCollum was getting whatever he wanted. And Herb put Devin Booker in jail. He just had him in the clamps the whole time, which, you know, and every time he tried to get going, people helped. We didn't let the best player beat us. We made it uncomfortable for him, which is something we've been pleading for all year. Second quarter, 28-22, they respond. They start getting going, hitting a few threes. I think they had probably the most free throws they had all of the game in that quarter. And we just needed to settle. There was a few fouls that we didn't need. But we reset. Instead of just letting them, you know, go about their business, they're a very good side. I think from their any of their clutch games, they were something like 19-3 of any of the games that they were less than 5 points at the end. And, you know, we just never let them in the game. We just put the foot on the throat, particularly in that third quarter. We just went to absolute work and shot a heap of free throws, made the free throws, which was a good thing, got in the bonus early and really, you know, smashed them 42-31 in that third quarter. And while they scored a bit, we scored a heap and it was getting whatever we wanted. There was this chemistry between the guys that it was almost like this mentality is you can't stop all of us. So Brandon would go and score and then they'd overreact. And then CJ would go and score and then they'd have to react. And then JV would get going and they'd overreact. And then all of a sudden the supporting cast kicks in and Najee Marshall comes on and just runs an absolute muck on both ends. Tony Snell hits a couple of threes, played really well. Devontae Graham come off the bench in that role as the sixth man, did his damage. Jackson Hayes was impressive as well. And that's what you want to see. You want to see a team win, and that's what this was. Last quarter finished them off 22-21. They pulled the pin about 3 minutes to go and put the bench in trying to get some sort of spark. But really just slapped him around, which was good to see. Really impressed with the effort from the guys. And before the break, there was a question asked to Willie Green after the Dallas game about what he was going to do with these rotations. And he said nothing's set. And he came out with a completely, you know, mixed up rotation than what he'd done throughout the journey. So we saw no Garrett Temple. We saw limited Gary Clark, limited Trey Murphy, and they only came on at the end. Otherwise, we saw that tall lineup with Jackson Hayes at the four, played 17 minutes. Devontae Graham, 25 off the bench, finished the game. Tony Snell, 25 minutes, played a great game defensively, came in as that Herb sub, and was just really great. 9-7, he had 7 rebounds. Najee Marshall came in that probably that BI backup and played alongside him a little bit. And that wing had 4 steals. He only had played 16 minutes. He had something like 3 steals in 5 minutes and then ended up with 4. But he was disruptive. He was defending his heart out, attacking the basket. And that's what you want to see. 11 minutes from Jose Alvarado and big Billy Hernan Gomez with 7 minutes as well. And it worked. It was such a really good rotation. I know, how many is that? That's a 9-man rotation, which, or 10-man, I think. And then we had, that was partly, I think, because Jackson and got in foul trouble as well, that we saw more of Billy with 7 minutes of him. And I liked it. I really enjoyed that rotation. I thought it was good. I think everyone looked fresh. Everyone was happy to play in their role. And there's still like Larry Nance to come back. He was in the building with them, traveling with the team, and he was up and about as well. So, you know, that's another guy that's going to be able to come in and give us another element. This team, you know, this is without Zion. Regardless of what anyone says, there's no way that he walks out on a team that is literally built for him to plug and play and compete. That's what this team is at the minute. If you watch that game against the Suns, there's not many holes in that game, in the team. The three-point shooting might be the biggest weakness still, but you've got guys like Snell now that are happy to shoot the three. Devontae Graham, when his eyes in, hit a couple of threes. We punish at all three levels. CJ McCollum can light it up from outside. You know, we struggled from three in this game. But came out and really, real statement win it was. So the team stats, field goal percentage, we only shot 43%. We held them to 43%. 3-pointers, 8 of 29 to their 12 of 40. 27% from three. You beat a team by 15 points and you only hit 8 threes for the whole game against that mob. You know, you're happy with that. 80%, 33 of 41 at the free throw line. And you see the mentality when CJ's on the court, all of a sudden fouls start getting called on our team. Brandon Ingram doesn't have to work quite as hard to get those fouls. Because the all-star mentality, they know who he is. You know, and they respect CJ. They know he's the president of the Players Association. You can see those fouls getting called. And, you know, 41 free throw attempts to 24. You're gonna be in a good position to win if you can hit most of them. 80%, 33 of 41. Yeah, okay, you left 9 of 8 on the floor, but otherwise you win by a lot, you know, you've done really well. Only 21 assists, but again, we had guys just cooking, just absolutely cooking, and there was a lot of little easy bunnies that we missed. But, I mean, when you get 60 points from your two best players, well, you're happy with that, and then you get in another, 77 points off your three best players, you're laughing, you're really laughing. Rebounds, smashed them. Steals, smashed them. Turnovers, only 10 to 14. Managed to get 17 points off turnovers. We exploited them when they messed it up. We took advantage of it. And when we turned it over, we kept them to 6. We held them to 6 points off 10 turnovers. And that means that the defensive transition is exactly what you want. Or the transition defense is exactly where you want. The mentality is, I'm not quitting on the play. I stuff something up and we turn the ball over. Let's get back and don't let them get the easy basket. And that's what I want to see. Really good. I'm impressed with the guys in this. It was good. So before we break down at the box score, take a quick break, thank the sponsors, and then we'll come back and we'll finish it all off and do the key takeaways from the game.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, breaking down the Suns and Pelicans game. The awesome victory against the best side in the West and the league. We're going to the box score. It's what we're breaking down. CJ McCollum, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. 28-5-7 from Brandon Ingram. 18 and 17 for JV. Herb Jones, 2-5-1-3 steals, 1 block. He didn't hit a single field goal the whole game, 0 of 9. But defensively, he was huge. You know, he still ended up with a plus 4, and he didn't even score 2 points the whole game. Jackson Hayes, 9 and 6. Devontae Graham, better with 11 points. And there was opportunities for him to get going. As soon as he come on, they started drawing plays up for him. And he hit the 3 free throws straight away. And, you know, that's what you wanted. He got fouled on a 3-point attempt and got his eye in. And then end up with 11 points. Hit his free throws. Tony Snell, massive. 9 points, 7 rebounds. Hit his 3 of 5 shots, all from 3-point range. And he's a floor spacer and a defensive, a true 3-and-D player. Najee Marshall, 5 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists and 4 steals. 2 of 6 shooting. He was aggressive. He played both ends. And he never gave up. And that was the Najee Marshall. He got himself a little interview afterwards. We'd love to see it. Who else we have? Jose was good, disruptive in terms of his... he didn't score, but he was really good in his defensive abilities. You know, he was switching on to everyone and just being a little menace like he usually is. And Billy was solid in his 7 minutes. Came in and provided that backup big role and had 3 and 3. So over on the other side for Phoenix, Booker had 30, Ayton had 20. A few of their starters, Jay Crowder 12 and Cam Johnson had 11. They're a different team without Chris Paul. They really are. You know, I think we were in a pretty good position against them earlier in the season. And in the fourth quarter, Chris Paul took over. Well, now they don't have that closer. Devin Booker's good, but there's no one else to help him. You've got to let the other guys beat you. And if you don't let them get in rhythm, makes it very difficult for when the game's on the line for them to get in rhythm and hit those big shots. They kept trying, but in the end, we came out victorious. And then we get a day off and take the Lakers on. And apparently, LeBron James is questionable. So we'll see what happens there, whether or not he plays. It's all going to be very interesting indeed. So, the three key takeaways from this game. Number one, team basketball is winning basketball. This team is built to win. We knew that when they kept acquiring pieces, then you go and get CJ, we're built to win. Okay, the record doesn't reflect that. And it takes time to adjust. And you know, if you go down this on paper, this team is so good. And there's been games, injuries have hammered us. You start 1-12, 3-16. You got a bit of a hole to dig out of it. All of a sudden, you're sitting there going, we're only, what, a game out of the 10th spot. We shouldn't even be in this argument at all, in this ability to potentially play in the playoffs. There's no logical reason how that could happen. I think it'll be a record finish if the team gets into the playoffs. You know, it's unbelievable. But I loved it. You know, from top to bottom, everyone dug in together. Brandon Ingram summed it up perfectly in his post-game with Jen Hale on the court there with CJ and said, you know, these guys come in and they like each other and we play together and we play as a team. That's what you want to see. That's your captain. And he's sitting there going, these guys want to come and work together. They want to play together. They like each other, spend time together. I mean, that's what you want in the locker room. You hear it from Jen. She goes, this is the best locker room that I've got to cover in 10 years at the Pelicans. You know, she's seen everything at this team. And to say that, I mean, come on. It's awesome. It's such a prop to the team and the culture that they're building. And team basketball is winning basketball. Key takeaway number two is CJ and BI can absolutely play together. And there's a gaping hole at power forward where there's some other perennial all-star talent just waiting to be plugged in, and once that happens, it's over. I'll tell you, it's a wrap. I'll tell you this now, we're going to be having conversations down the track where I'd be nervous coming up against this New Orleans Pelicans team. I mean, I'd be nervous coming against them now, because if they figure it out with Brandon and CJ and Zion, my Lord, they'll be hell to pay. I'll tell you what, they'll be hell to pay for other teams. So I'm really looking forward to that. There's no reason why we can't be successful with this team and with this culture and with this buy-in. You know, all credit to Willie Green for building that. It's instilling the belief. And, you know, it's very, very difficult to do, particularly in the NBA where players move all the time. You know, you trade some key pieces in the middle of the season and still get that buy-in. You don't lose the locker room. You know, if anything, people are upset, but they also understand. And, you know, all power to them for having that. Now, finally, third key takeaway is it's just a hell of a fun team to watch. It is just a fun team to watch. When the guys play like that, play with confidence, play with each other, it's just really enjoyable as a fan. And anyone that says that this team should do this or do that or move here or move there, well, you're obviously not watching, because what they've got here is something special. So, that is my three key takeaways. We'll take the Lakers on in tomorrow. Probably by the time he's listening to this, it'll be, I don't know, in the evening. And then you wake up and you get a whole day of Saturday or Sunday to watch it. listen, and then you can watch the Lakers game. But that is an ESPN game. It is on at... that's a late one, I think. It's 11 a.m. my time, which I suppose will make it, I don't know, 9 p.m. Central time. So a little bit of a later one on ESPN. So no Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels. We're going to be using the ESPN national broadcast, which we don't get very often. So hopefully we can come out and put a show on against the Lakers team that is a bit all over the shop. If you've listened, caught any of the Lakers spaces, they are meltdown mentality over there. So enjoy that, and hopefully we can come out and slap them around and go on a bit of a win streak. That'd be pretty good, particularly against some teams that we're not predicted to beat. So before I wrap up, we'll just talk about the post-game chat that I thought was pretty interesting. So CJ and Brandon Ingram, Willie Green all went out to dinner the night before the game, and they talked about it being this sort of light bulb moment where they talked about the team and what they saw going forward, and they broke bread and talked, I don't know, about it, each and everything. You know, had some good wine, and, you know, that's where this title comes from, this episode, is that CJ was talking about what they ate, and he went through his whole menu of what he'd eaten, and his whole order, pardon me, and, you know, he said Brandon went and got the raspberry sorbet, so he knows what he's about now, and Brandon corrected him, said it was mango sorbet, but regardless, I just thought it was so funny that, you know, people are just so candid, and we're talking about this, that they're so happy to play with one another. We've got these guys that just want to lead and know how to lead and are willing to spend an evening together learning how to improve this team and play together and build a culture and sustain this culture and build a winning sort of mentality. And I love to see that. I mean, it's a bit of a look behind the curtain. And when you hear that sort of stuff, it makes you happy to be a fan because you know that these guys care as much as we do. So all in all, really excited for this Lakers game. Hopefully we can get hold of them, give them a bit of a touch up, and then roll on to the next. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you to the sponsors of the show, mybookie.ag, code hoop, ethos actually, when you sign up, that'll give you some deposit match bonuses, and also manscaped.com, ethos 20 will give you the 20% off and free shipping. We've changed the codes over now. And of course, expressvpn.com/hoopball, give you the extra 3 months. Thrivefantasy.com, use the code ethos. That'll give you deposit matches. And otherwise, we're going to leave it at that. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Go Pels. Stay safe. Look after yourselves.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.